Yeah, Mark Latham on the show just before. We had to dump him, unfortunately.
As that song says, it's git. It's git. It's git kind of heavy.
What are some of the people you've dumped over the years? We dumped Jimmy Barnes, I think.
Yeah. Had to dump Barnesy. We've had to dump Slash. We had to dump Andrew Denton a little while ago, which was a shame.
Yeah, that's a tough...
Mate, when we first came back from holidays, we had to dump each other.
I've been dumped out four times in the last 6 weeks.
What do you think about what you said?
Not compared to how you were dumped on then.
That's true. Latham at large, the book. He started off talking about that, didn't he? Because he's on Merrick's show and he goes, well, I don't want to talk about that because it's rubbish. Well, that's probably the only thing he said that made any sense.
Well, I don't know.
Very harsh, I think.
I think there was a couple of things that probably made sense.
What are your thoughts? Well, let's just give me a little opportunity to fire back just for a moment because I didn't get an opportunity there because he was dumped. So this is a bloke that was a failed opposition leader, a failed poly. They gave Rudd the leadership. They gave Gillard the leadership, the Labor Party, and... Well, they were good enough for him, but not Latham. So Rudd and Gillard ahead of him.
Geez, you're really giving him with a couple of even, big right crosses there.
Labor don't even care about you and think you're any good, then, you know, I suppose I shouldn't even worry about what he has to say. But in saying that...
No need to get personal, Gus.
I can feel a drum roll happening here.
Okay.
I can feel
My chosen charity and always has been since you introduced me to them, MG.
The Gus Wallen Foundation.
Yes.
Save Our Sons.
Yes.
Yeah. I would like to put on a... Yeah, I want to put on a boxing match.
Oh!
Right? Three rounds.
Bare knuckle. Wow.
Not bare knuckle. Not bare knuckle.
How about UFC? Mate, you're into UFC so much, I thought, let's go for it.
I'm not going into the octagon.
Can break your arm like that cab driver.
4 ounces. 4 ounce gloves.
Okay.
Yeah, well, whatever. MG, you know more about it. You can be my trainer.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take him on for charity if he'll take me on after what he said. It could be the first time I ever throw a punch in anger in my life. And believe me, Mark Latham, you don't want to be on the end of this big right hand.
Hey, Matty, can we just a hillbilly producer, can we get Jamie Rogers on the line? I just want to set a market and see what price I can get for Mark Latham. Okay, no worries.
Latham, you've spoken to the wrong man.
Yep, you've scratched the wrong itch.
We have him back on the line. Mark Latham, welcome back.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm pretty good. What happened? I've been censored. You kicked me off because there was a bit of swearing.
Mark, you can't say the F word on bloody radio.
Family-friendly radio,
kidding.
Mate.
You're kidding. You blokes swear all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's always before 8 o'clock. Latho, mate, listen, I don't know whether you heard it there, but Gus has actually challenged you to a charity boxing match.
Oh, no doubt. I'll drop him like a bad habit.
Oh, three rounds.
I'll knock him into tomorrow and then he can whack his mate Hugh Jackman in the ring for seconds.
Latham, you really are poking at the bear today, mate.
I'll tell you, Latham, let's get
all there. All those North Shore wankers, seriously, I'll knock him out of the ring.
You're digging your grave now, Latham. Let me give you the tip. Don't mess with
Hugh Jackman,
North Shore, mate.
Mm. Prancing around the stage in tights, you're kidding, Hugh Jackman. He wouldn't last 5 seconds.
Oh. Float like an elephant, stay like a moth.
Eat those blokes for breakfast out here in the western suburbs. MG would know all about it. He's from Penrith.
Oh, mate, I'm with you.
I'm from Campbelltown.
One of the great turncoats, Mark Guy. You're easily swayed, MG.
He was in my corner 10 seconds ago. Now he's in Latham's corner.
Reluctantly.
As soon as he said the west, mate, you know where my heart is, brother.
Anyway, Latho, you're so busy, mate, at the times. You let me know when you can fit the fight in.
Anytime. You name the place and venue,
You're unemployed.
What we'll do.
Only on the basis you bring your mate in tights there, Hugh Jackman.
I want MG.
Yeah.
We'll have a cage match.
Yep.
Me and MG versus you two North Shore wankers.
Oh, mate.
Done, mate. Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
MGG, you're solid as a lemonade sandwich.
I want the Wolverine and plussy spikes.
Latho, appreciate your time this morning. You always talk sense, mate. Yeah, really mate. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
Actually, you make a good fit to the group.
Thanks, fellas. Good on you.
Good on you. And we will get that organised. A lot to happen off air there.
There's a couple of people to talk to. I mean, I'm sure that the star would be interested in putting that bout on. I think it would draw quite a crowd.
Can I at least rely on you, Matty, to be in my corner, trainer?
You know what, Gus?
So
you know, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Great.
The whole way.
Thank you, Gus.
Yeah. I'll be there, mate. I'll have the white towel. My hand, just ready to go, cocked and ready to go.
You've taken on Paul Gallen.
No, not Paul Gallen.
You've taken on Lauren Eagle.
I took on Lauren Eagle and
only women. Yeah.
Got beat by Buck.
This is going to be bigger than any fight.
No, but you know what? The other two, I couldn't actually throw any punches because they had world title fights that night. Latham's going to get Oh, this, yeah. See that? I'm just that
oh,
fist.
That's big fist.
Yeah.
That big is, man, big fist.
Oh, my God. That's. Here we go. This is going to be bad. McGiller, if you're out there, you might have a job again soon, brother.